for a hearing, rules hearing, on 1403, Investigation of WISSTAT 80118, relating to mandatory electronic filing in circuit court and conversion to electronic circuit court records. I have here the following lineup. We have the Honorable Robert Wirtz of Fond du Lac County, who will make an introduction. We have on this 7-minute video demonstration of the system created by CCAP. It's a little embarrassing on this, a hearing on technology, that we couldn't get our technological act together to show the video, but each of the justices was sent this video demonstration of e-filing. And did you have one out in the foyer? There was a demonstration available to those who wanted to see it previously. The court system does have a very elaborate technology center, but it's quite old at the moment and out of service, and probably can be replaced by a little computer, but it's a whole room full of equipment. So anyway, that's where we are. So Judge Wirtz, you are without the video demonstration. The presenter will be Judge Randy Koshnick. And then my appearances are shown as a Judge Stork, Teresa Russell, who's the Circuit Court Clerk of Washington County. David Callender, Wisconsin Calendar Associate, Counties Association, and Devin Lee, Legal Counsel, State Public Defender's Office. Does anyone else want to make an appearance today? If you change your mind and you do want to appear when the marshal shows up, but she is right on cue, if you give her your name, we'll add it, but at the moment no one has been added. And generally, Judge Wirtz, after the appearances we give, either you or Judge Koshnick can make a response, if you wish, right? And you can decide at that time who will do it. So we will begin with you, Judge Wirtz.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court. I am Robert Wirtz from Fond du Lac. I am the chair of the Chief Judge's e-filing committee and have filed the petition with you today. The Chief Judge's e-filing committee has been working for approximately 2 years on the subject of the benefits of e-filing to the court system as a whole. Our considered opinion and the result of our work is that mandatory e-filing is necessary to realize the efficiencies of e-filing, and as a result, you have the petition that you have before you, and I'm here to urge you to adopt a mandatory rule with regard to e-filing. I have brought three speakers here today, Judge Koshnick. He will speak to you about the substance of the rule and answer whatever questions that you have in that regard. Judge Stork is here because Dodge County has their own experience with going paperless and e-filing, and he will tell you about his personal experiences with that conversion and what they're doing. And Teresa Russell, who is the clerk of courts from Washington County, will give you the perspective of the clerks of court and the efficiencies that they may realize. As the chief indicated, we had a 7-minute or so video that I believe has now been sent to you separately because we don't have it now, and that should also help you as well. And with that overview, I'll turn it over to Judge Koshnick to discuss the substance of the rule.
Good afternoon, justices. Thank you for giving our petition your consideration this afternoon. I'm Randy Koshnick, Circuit Court Judge from Jefferson County, Chief Judge of the 3rd Judicial District. And I'm here on behalf of the entire committee of Chief Judges. Judge Wirtz and I serve on the e-filing committee. I'm here to tell you that all 10 chief judges unanimously support adoption of the petition that we have filed today, which calls for a mandatory e-filing rule. Basically, the chief judges believe that e-filing is inevitable. We think it's best to progress into the world of e-filing in a methodical, well-thought-out manner. We've done a lot of outreach. I've spoken to the County Bar Association, the public defender's offices. We've talked to the child support folks, the counties association, the court reporters, and try to get input into what it is that we're proposing to make sure we've considered concerns that all of the various stakeholders may have. From my personal experience, Jefferson County decided to go electronic as of January 1st of this year. All four judges said, let's just try to go without the paper files, and it's been a tremendously positive experience for all of us.
Is this for everyone that uses the court system, or just for lawyers, or what, in Jefferson County?
The rule covers circuit courts throughout the state of Wisconsin, and it's for all lawyers.
I just want to know about your experience in Jefferson County. You said you went paperless, and what my question is it for everyone that uses the courts, or just for lawyers?
In Jefferson County, actually, just the judges went paperless, so I don't longer have paper files on my bench. The litigants are still primarily paper files.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Right, but that's an important clarification. Thank you, Justice Rogan.
So you scanned in the documents for the judges?
Yes. Yes. So when I came into work the first working day of this year, instead of the normal pile of files I had two sheets of paper, and that was my docket for the morning and my docket for the afternoon.
Didn't that make you nervous?
It did. I had experimented with it before then, and all four judges agreed, let's just jump in and see how it goes without trying to do a slow transition. One thing you don't want to have is 1 foot in the paper world and 1 foot in the electronic world. That's the least efficient of the three alternatives, all electronic, all paper, or half and half. And it did make me a little bit nervous, but I really liked it. Because when I got on the bench, I had my calendar on the computer screen. Each case number is a hypertext link, they call it. You click on it. You have the minutes. You have the pleadings. You have any other documents that have been filed. And I found it to be very efficient. My secretary also said on that first day, she said, you know, I spent an hour typically putting your files together for the next day. And today it took me 5 minutes. So we instantly realized 1 hour. And it's been that on average, 1 hour per day, that she does not no longer spends putting files together. They're all in the electronic format. On occasion, she'd have to go downstairs and try to find a file. Maybe the bookkeeper has it or a lawyer's looking at it. With electronic filing, multiple people can access the same file at the same time from different locations. And so it's been a very positive experience for us in Jefferson County.
One of the commentators said that they had a hard time finding a particular file or a particular document because there's no table of contents or to do that. And when I watched the video today, they said on the video, this lovely voice.
Yes, I thought it was quite good.
It was one of our own staff people in CCAP, by the way. Oh. It's just what marvelous. Don't let anyone know because they'll steal her from us for her voice. Anyway, it said you could do a search. So if you wanted a particular, that's what it said. Is that true?
It is. And I think the letter you're referring to may be from Judge Siasha from Dodge County.
I can't remember which one, but that was a comment, and that really struck me as difficult because when I sit here, I have to have all these little
right.
yellow stickers or whatever telling me where something is.
Right. And Judge Storch is going to address that directly
from
his county. And that actually, those were some difficulties with the previous version. Dodge County has been a pilot county, and they've worked out some of those concerns since that letter was written.
All right. Thank you.
Another significant experience for me was when the e-filing committee went to the federal court here in Madison, the Western District Federal Court for Wisconsin. We met with Magistrate Judge Crocker and some of the staff that work there. And they all told us that they were skeptical and concerned about change before the federal courts went electronic. And it's my understanding now that all the federal courts in the country are mandatory e-filing courts. And Judge Crocker said that none of them would ever dream of going back. They've become so accustomed to it. They've appreciated the efficiencies, the ease with which you can search documents by certain words, bring up certain portions of documents based on the date it was filed or the contents of the text. And so that was when I like to say I was converted from a skeptic to a believer, because these folks really seemed to be convinced that this was the right way to go. The committee has also been considering the fact that the rest of the world is really going electronic. I went to see my doctor recently. He had my medical records on his laptop. He typed in the prescription and sent it to the pharmacy. Medical records are electronic. Most of us, I think, use email as a regular method of communication. And so e-filing really is just bringing us into the current, I think, state of affairs. Most businesses use electronic data generation, storage, and communication. And those are all three different dimensions of e-filing. There are many benefits. Clerks, for example, in my county, the clerk of court was running out of space. We had to invest in a new filing system where the file shelves would move back and forth because we had been running out of room in the storage area. This really resolves those storage concerns because you can store many documents, of course, in a very small piece of electronic equipment. And so there are efficiencies to be realized all around. We did consult with the National Center for State Courts for some assistance, and they helped us do a survey of what other states are doing. There are different models. What we're proposing is a system run by CCAP. CCAP, I think, is recognized nationwide as a premier court electronic system, and we're proud of that. And the committee believes it's best to keep e-filing administered by CCAP. Some states go with private vendors. So some states will say, well, we don't charge a fee or we don't have this expense. Well, that's true, but the users have to negotiate with the private vendor, a private company or maybe multiple vendors in some states, to negotiate those prices. And we believe, the committee believes, that by keeping it administered by CCAP, we can be more responsive to the needs of Wisconsin courts and litigants and also control those costs. One thing I want to point out, too, is we're not recommending any substantive changes. We're trying to keep the substance of the law the same as it currently exists. There are questions, for example, about what would be made public on CCAP that's not public now. None of that would change. What's available to the general public on CCAP would be the same under e-filing. The difference would be if you are a party or a lawyer on a case, you have access to the entire court file on your home or office computer. So you can see all of the briefs and transcripts and court minutes. Anything available at the courthouse will be available to you on your home computer.
That's different than the federal system. Federal system, I think everybody can see everything.
That's right. For the most part, private parties or non-parties, rather, can pay to download documents from any case. And technologically, Wisconsin could do that. If the court made the decision we wanted to change some of the access rules after considering all the privacy implications, we could flip a switch in Madison, a little more complicated than that, but we could sell, in essence, access to whatever documents we wanted to the general public. The committee felt, however, it would be best to go piecemeal. First, consider the question of whether we should have a mandatory e-filing system, and then perhaps in the future, examine whether we should change policies concerning what's publicly available and what's not.
Now, you said mandatory system. The way this is set up, it doesn't mean if this court should adopt this proposal, even with amendments that you proposed, that everybody would have to go on electronic filing tomorrow or even on an effective date of a year from now. Because as I understand this proposal, the director of state courts would roll it in. And my understanding is that the rollout of it would not be forced on a particular county, but like CCAP was originally, volunteer counties would go first and it would be rolled out, as it could be depending on what the financing was.
That's correct, Justice Abrahamson. We're proposing a three-year rollout. Director of State Courts decides which counties go first. And the director would presumably consider things such as which counties are ready, willing, and able to go. So Dodge County, for example, Jefferson County, want to be at the front of the line. We're ready to embrace it, and we'd like to be involved as soon as possible. Counties who are more reluctant might wait until the 35th or 36th month of the rollout.
Or if we didn't have money, it might be the 48th month.
It could be, yes. The amount of money available.
It's set up.
Right.
The way this is set up.
Right. Right. The model we're proposing as a beginning point, and we realize that finances are an issue that needs to be considered, but under our proposal, if we were able to fund it the way we'd like to fund it, it would be a 36-month rollout Importantly, CCAP is going to send staff people to every county before that county rolls out. So if your county is going to go mandatory e-filing, let's say in October, CCAP would be there in August and or September, meeting with judges, lawyers, private parties, bar associations, law offices, other people who would use the system to provide training to ensure a smooth rollout.
As they did when they rolled out the original CCAP and various other items in the CCAP system.
Yes, very similar to that.
It appeared to me, Your Honor, that one of the rationales for just having the availability for litigants or the attorneys on the case as opposed to the federal system, where the PACER system, where you can get access to any filing for a fee, that I heard from your comments that in part that was so that we deal with these privacy issues kind of one step at a time. Perhaps I read too much into your comment. That's what I thought you were suggesting, at least in part. My question is this. Are there privacy issues that we should be alerted to as we discuss this?
Not that I'm aware of. We've written the rules, so we're only changing the way it's done physically, so to speak, from a piece of paper to an electronic record. So let's say a member of the public who's not a party wants to view a court file, there are some things you can see and some things you can't see. When they go to the clerk of court's office under this hypothetical and ask for a file, instead of being given a paper file, they're led to a public access computer, and they can see the same documents on the computer that they could see if they were given the file. So if it's a mental health file with confidential medical records, for example, those would be sealed on the computer just as they're sealed in the paper file. Access on CCAP by non-e-filers or non-parties would remain unchanged under this petition.
So it's really CCAP with e-filing. In
yes.
The sense that on CCAP you don't see the documents, you see a description of the filings.
That's right, for non-parties.
Mm-hmm.
The judges have been given JDASH and access from home or from other locations. Mm-hmm. So if I'm in Waukesha County, for example, for whatever reason I need to access the Jefferson County file, as long as I have a CCAP computer, I can pull the Jefferson County file and see all of the documents and transcripts and so forth. Same thing from home. If you're working from home on a case, that's all available to you.
I checked against someone hacking into our system and getting confidential information about things like juveniles and what's been going on or commitments of one type or another. I just got a notice that they got my health care records from who is servicing my health care account. So I think that's a concern that I have for others before we put more electronically.
Well, that is an understandable concern. No system is 100% secure. CCAP has state-of-the-art authentication and security protocols in place. There are risks with paper files. You could have somebody right now in the courthouse, an employee, for example.
I agree. It's just that electronic access, if you can get in, exposes you to a whole lot more than getting a file from the clerk of courts in an office.
Right. Well, all I can tell you is that CCAP has state-of-the-art security protocols, the same types of protocols that are used by law enforcement agencies and national security agencies that have safeguards in place. But, yes, nothing is 100% secure. In my opinion, however, the electronic record system that we're proposing is more secure than a paper system.
How so?
Well, for one thing, with an electronic system, if somebody does get in, you can tell who accessed it or how it was done. With a paper file, if it's missing, it's just gone. And we do have, for example, when you're an e-filer, you have a PIN as a lawyer, for example, that you can authorize subordinates in your office to use. But the rule says that the lawyer is responsible for anything that he or she does on the e-file system with his or her PIN, as well as anything that anybody else does using their PIN. So the ethical obligation to make sure that PIN is not used improperly is the same.
Yeah, I'm